I wasn't even referencing like the health aspect, more just the, you know, the logistics of what players had to go through all year. And then you had a situation like the Broncos had of not having a quarterback. Like, those are things you just could never even imagine would happen in the NFL.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. So here's the kid that comes in. He's trying to make a name for himself. You know, he's able to come in at the last part of last season, won 4 out of 5 games. Everybody's optimistic coming into this season, and he's kind of stinking up the place. So what does he do? He says, I'm going to go in and get some extra film study. But someone caught us without our mask on, so now I can't play, and now he becomes a scapegoat, and it just, yeah, it becomes ugly, man. So it was, yeah, once again, just add that to the list of, like, craziness that happened in 2020.
It's the voice of Mark Jackson, Bronco from 86 to 92, closed out his career with the Giants and the Colts. We'll talk some playoff football here in just a couple minutes. You know, I was thinking back to those teams that you played on. What if Elway was down? Your whole quarterback room goes down. Do you remember any guy Broncos who wasn't quarterback who could actually throw the ball and play quarterback in a pinch if you needed it?
I think it might have happened to be me. So here's the deal. I don't know if you guys were up in San Francisco. They had a Candlestick Park. When they blew up Candlestick Park, they had a little flag football game. It was Joe Montana, Steve Garcia. So they had 3 quarterbacks against the NFL All-Stars, which included, like, Dan Marino, Craig. So I played in a couple of flag football games where I tossed the ball pretty good as a receiver/quarterback. But in the NFL, I mean, the kid that came out there and actually showed up for that game, to me, being a purist and absolutely loving the sport of football, I'm glad that he suited up and was able to go out there. But I thought it was a black eye against the NFL to actually, I don't know if they were trying to make a point or, you know, shouldn't want the Broncos for being bad this season. Because I guarantee you, if the Broncos had an owner, if Pat Bowlen were alive, that would have never happened. And if the Broncos had a decent season, that would have never happened.
Which is a good jumping off point to what they do to the Browns. What if the Browns have, I don't know, 15 guys out going to the weekend? I mean, God forbid, what if it was a couple of the quarterbacks? Would they make the Browns play? Like, what the hell would they do? Would they treat them like the Broncos?
That's a good damn question, Neil. I would just hope that they wouldn't. They play games on every single day of the week this year. So I think it's the first time in history that we've had football on a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, why not? They've been able to do it the entire season. Why not make sure, you know, and safety first, right? Make sure that people are healthy and are able to suit up. But, to bench players and have a team actually represent a team that's not representative of their star players, I think that's fairly ridiculous. And it's just not professional. I didn't even watch that football game. I can't even remember who the Broncos were even playing that week. So, yeah, it wasn't anything that was entertaining to me to have your entire quarterback room go out and you bring in a practice squad receiver to quarterback the team. That's ridiculous.
If I'm correct, Adam, it was the Saints, right? And the
Saints.
Yeah,
I only remember because it was the only time Taysom Hill wasn't the worst quarterback on the field.
Come on, man. I like Taysom, man. Any man out there that watches football has to like Taysom Hill. This is a manly man. He's not a quarterback. He is definitely a slash. He does it all. He's a utility knife, man, on the field.